24 seats in the New Hampshire Senate, 24 races. Some of those races will be pretty unexciting. Others are looking pretty competitive. And the tightest one of them all might be District 24, which hugs the seacoast from Newcastle to Seabrook. Just on the Republican side, voters in that district have four candidates to choose from in the primary next month. There's Ray Tweedy, self-proclaimed mortgage master.
Well, I'm a millennial, so I'm the next generation of the Republican Party.
Steve Kenda, software executive.
We send a lot of money down to Washington, D.C., and you know they wash it, and they keep their slice of it.
Former university dean and businessman Dan Innes.
You know, I have a humble background, too. I grew up in a poor family, and I'm the first in the family to go to college, paid my own way.
And Jim Maggiore, who's been in local government as a town selectman for 10 years.
After doing this for 10 years, not by choice, but because I was asked, it gets in your blood.
So why is District 24's ballot, at least on the Republican side, so crowded this year? To answer that, we have to go back a few years, to 2011, when these latest Senate districts were drawn. Republicans held the majority in the state house that year, so they got to draw a new map of the state Senate districts, one that would just so happen to work in their favor in future elections. In some cases, that meant packing districts with a lot of voters from one party. But when it came to a strongly Democratic one, like District 24, it meant moving things around enough so that Republicans could at least be competitive there. Today, District 24 is almost evenly split, and it's one of the only Senate districts you can say that about.
It's a district that requires a lot of constituent service.
That's the woman who's held the District 24 seat for the last three terms, Nancy Stiles, a Republican. And this year will be kind of a test of what the new District 24 means, because it's the first election since it was created that the seat is open. Stiles is passing the torch. And she says whoever takes her place will need to be as moderate and able to get along with both parties as she was.
I can't tell you how many Democrats that I've run across that have said, Nancy, I always crossed over to vote for you.
Stiles says when she thinks about how the fight for her seat's going to play out, she can't help but link it to the tone of the election most voters are paying attention to, the presidential race.
I'm hoping that the campaign doesn't get overly nasty. I think it's going to, unfortunately.
And would you say it's going to get overly nasty because that's the tone at the top of the ticket?
Yeah. I'm hoping that anyone state level and down maintains their integrity and keeps things positive.
But if you're one of four people in this GOP primary, what do you do when the guy at the top of your ticket is setting what many people are calling an overly nasty tone? Are you with him?
Oh, sure. Yeah. You know, do you support Trump? Well, of course.
For candidate Dan Innes, that support is pragmatic. He knows a lot of voters like Trump, and they want to hear he does too.
You know, and they just want to verify that.
For candidate Steve Kenda, on the other hand, the connection to Trump is almost personal.
In some ways, I have some sympathy because I'm like him. I mean, I'm a business guy. I'm not a politician.
Candidate Ray Tweedy's fully in the Trump camp too. But candidate Jim Maggiore says he's not there yet.
I want to vote for the Republican Party, but having a tough time saying that I am going to check that box next to Trump right now.
Because he says a lot of voters are put off by Trump.
They want decency, honesty, integrity, the willingness to listen, the willingness to compromise, negotiate, and do it in a civil way.
So that's one question. How much the dynamic of the presidential race will bleed into the tone of a state Senate race like District 24's? The next question is how it will shape who ends up winning the district.
And I don't think we know this cycle what will be the impact. I mean, I think it's conceivable Trump can win.
And that second question might be out of these guys' hands, Dan Innes says.
But the way it's playing right now, they're pretty close. And I think this race will, you know, whoever wins this, it'll be determined on the merits of each candidate, not on what happens up at the top.
Ray Tweedy has a theory. He says most voters care more about what a state senator will do in office than what's going on higher up on the ballot.
You know, people may have their opinion at the top of the ticket, but for the first time in the last, I would say, at least 5 or 6 years, people really care about who's going to be their state senator. People really care about who their state reps are going to be because they're starting to see that these choices directly impact them. And so I found people to be far more engaged, and I'm not having conversations about the top of the ticket.
But just chatting with some of those potential voters in District 24.
Did you know that there's a state primary coming up in September?
I did. I know that I've been watching it very closely.
But it turns out Beth Guerra is talking more about the national Senate race.
What about, like, even lower on the ballot, like state senators? Have you registered those guys?
I have not. Yeah, no, I have not.
Same with Jim Baker, who's just out doing his grocery shopping.
Not the Senate race internally, no, not much.
And as for what's going on in politics across the whole ballot, top to bottom, Baker says,
it's a mess.
Whoever makes it to the general election will go up against Democratic State Rep and Dr. Tom Sherman. Dan Innes says he has just a few words for that opponent.
I hear he's a nice guy. I haven't met him.
Which is something you definitely won't hear coming from the top of the ticket this year. For NHPR, I'm Natasha Haverty.